Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Aaron Morgan.
And I'm Jordan Sloggett.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we are discussing food safety and meat inspections with Tim Metzger.
Welcome, Tim. Thanks for joining Flock Talk.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Tim, can you tell us about the role of inspectors in ensuring food safety for Ontarians?
Sure. So OMAFR inspectors play an important role in the province's meat production system, and the province of Ontario has a responsibility for conducting inspection at all of our provincially licensed abattoirs and meat plants during each day animals are being processed. We provide antemortem and postmortem inspection on all animals and carcasses. And as part of our inspection duties, we ensure sanitation and construction standards are being met in the facility and during operation. Our inspectors ensure that animal welfare and humane handling practices are being upheld. We also collect a variety of samples from food products and the processing environments to test for biological, physical, or chemical food safety hazards. And we oversee the production and processing of safe and wholesome meat products for Ontarians. So just as a bit of background, in 2023 and 24, we oversaw the slaughtering and processing of almost 925,000 red meat carcasses and close to 24 million white meat carcasses. We collected a variety of samples, including but not limited to approximately 190 histopathology samples, 675 water samples, and over 2,000 monitoring samples as part of more than 21,000 abattoir inspections.
Wow.
The numbers really put that into perspective, just the amount of work and what's being done there. Tim, can you speak to the type of educational and experiential background that meat inspectors like yourself tend to have?
Yeah, our food safety inspectors come from a wide variety of educational and experiential backgrounds. They are appointed as inspectors at the time of hiring, but they do complete a robust and comprehensive training program that we provide as a ministry. The program takes them several months to complete, and in order to be certified and work independently as an inspector. So our training encompasses both core technical training as well as plant-specific training, and it occurs both in a classroom and a plant environment. As part of the training, we go over antemortem inspection, postmortem inspection, our normal versus abnormal training, pre-operational readiness, the concept of being a modern regulator, and they also take food handler certification. At the end of that training process, FSIs or food safety inspectors are put through an evaluation process. And as part of that process, they need to demonstrate their ability to perform all inspection duties consistently in front of a panel of evaluators prior to be certified.
Wow, that's a lot. So can you talk us through what happens during the inspection process at a slaughter plant?
Sure. So to start the day, our inspectors will conduct a pre-operational inspection to make sure that the plant is clean, sanitary, and ready for operation. The food safety regulations or the meat regulations do require that a plant operator ensures all live animals are presented to a food safety inspector prior to slaughter and that they receive that inspection and the inspectors provide approval to slaughter the animal before that happens. The main reason for this is so that we can detect or segregate animals that don't appear normal or appear suspicious and hold them for a veterinary inspection. This allows the detection of disease conditions in the live animal that we might not be able to see at a postmortem inspection. And it's the first opportunity to detect abnormalities that might represent reportable diseases that need to be reported to CFIA or abnormalities that might indicate the animal received medical treatment. It also allows our inspectors to ensure that proper handling and humane treatment of animals has occurred prior to being slaughtered. So during our inspection, they look for functional or structural abnormalities. This includes the behavior of the animal, their gait, condition or coordination of movement, if they're vocalizing, patterns of breathing or drinking. And then similar to antemortem inspection, After slaughter, each carcass or part of carcass must be presented to a food safety inspector to receive a postmortem inspection. And that ensures that the carcass is free of contamination or conditions that might pose a food safety risk. So they take a systematic approach to inspect all areas of each carcass and identify if there's any abnormalities. This includes taking a look at the internal organs, taking a look at the lymph nodes, and either palpating or incising them, depending on what species is being inspected. They then take a look at the interior as well as the exterior of the carcass, and they take a look at the condition, the shape, the symmetry, if there's any contamination, discoloration, or adhesions. During the inspection process for both either antemortem or postmortem inspection, if they identify an abnormality, they will contact a veterinary inspector as part of our regulations and our process. The majority of the livestock that that we inspect are going to be normal. The FSI provides the approval to slaughter, and the vast majority of the carcasses are approved and fit for human consumption.
Thanks, Tim. Can you kind of dive into a little deeper about what you're looking for, or what is being looked for in the pre-operational inspection and during the slaughter process?
Sure. Operators are actually required to conduct their own pre-operational inspection for every day that they operate, either before beginning operations for the day or between shifts if there's a multiple shift day. They food safety inspectors then conduct a verification of that inspection, which includes food and non-food processing areas, equipment, utensils. We assess whether the plant is in compliance with its sanitation program and would provide an opportunity for an operator to address any potential food safety concerns before production starts. We take a look at their housekeeping, the sanitation, cooler or product temperatures, storage conditions, temperatures of their knife sanitizers, functionality of hand wash stations, making sure that lighting is adequate for our inspection purposes. We take a look at the live animal receiving and any other plant-specific things that might either impact animal welfare or food safety operations for the day. During the actual slaughter process, we do ensure the humane handling of animals. We ensure that abnormalities are identified and reported to a veterinary inspector for disposition. We oversee the slaughter process and make sure that it is completed humanely and hygienically, and then also generally ensure that the plant remains in compliance throughout the operating day.
Tim, when we look at the slaughter process, like there's lots of different things to go through, lots of big checklists. And just wondering, does the same inspector go to the same plant every single day, or do they mix it up? Like, do they go to different plants in an area? How does that work?
Yeah, so generally our inspectors, they are organized within areas. They do have a plant which is considered their headquarters. And depending on operational needs, a lot of times the inspector will go to the same plant or a couple of plants throughout the week. But we do have times where different inspectors will be in different plants, and it all depends on what our staffing levels like and what the logistics of that day look like. But generally speaking, we will have inspectors that are regularly at plants, and in some areas, depending on the plant schedule, they'll be there more often than not.
Excellent. So this is a question that comes up from producers all the time, because this is the information that gets back to the producer, is the word condemnation. Can you tell us what the word condemnation means in the context of meat inspections and why certain organs or animals would be condemned?
Yeah, so condemnation essentially means that it has been deemed not fit for human consumption, generally because there's a food safety risk. We use an abnormal normal approach within our inspection. So our FSIs will identify abnormalities. Those are carcasses or animals that sort of deviate from our expected standard or normal. And from a live animal, they might not fit with the group. They might not. They might show some poor health, or on a carcass, they might show some contamination. Those abnormalities might reflect diseases. They could reflect conditions that are hazardous to plant staff, or they could pose a food safety risk. It is important to note that sometimes diseases or conditions that impact food safety or human or animal health can be difficult to identify and differentiate from some non-hazardous diseases or conditions. And so as part of that, we require veterinary input for the disposition of either the carcass or the animal when we observe those abnormalities. A lot of times, some abnormalities are fairly common, but we do require as part of our process that when abnormalities are identified, the food safety inspectors do contact a veterinarian for input every time that we see it. This helps ensure that we're not missing some things as that are difficult to identify, as mentioned just previously, and helps ensure consistency across our program. So the veterinary inspector will take a look at the various factors, so the observations that the food safety inspector that provided to them, and assess the risk for either food safety or animal welfare, and then they will direct the disposition of either the animal or the carcass or the parts, depending on the situation. And so then once the veterinarian provides that disposition, the food safety inspector kind of acts on that, and they'll either approve the carcass if that's what was directed, or they'll indicate the need to condemn and dispose of that, and then we communicate that to the plant operator. So, yeah, the vast majority of carcasses or animals that go through our plants are approved, but occasionally there are some that that do pose that food safety risk.
So if a producer does learn of an animal being condemned, is there a process to find out why?
Yep. So all of every time an animal is condemned, we do fill out a condemnation form. And on that condemnation form, it will have the observations that our food safety inspector had, as well as the reason for condemnation that was decided upon by the veterinarian. And we do have that condemnation form as a triplicate form. So one copy stays with us, one copy goes to the operator, and then there is a copy that can be provided back to the producer if the producer wants to see it.
Tim, can you speak to like what are the most common reasons for condemnations in lambs in Ontario?
Yeah, so within sheep, abscesses, pneumonia, icterus, or emaciation are some of the more common reasons that sheep and lambs would be condemned in our plants. We will have some times where the meat part of the carcass, I'll call it, is approved, but some of the organs or offal are condemned, and often that is for either parasites, pneumonia, or arthritis. And all of the common reasons or all of the reasons for condemnation are available through Open Statistics on OMAFRA's website.
Thanks. How do Ontario's regulations guide your work and decision-making?
So we're generally governed under the Food Safety and Quality Act. And then underneath that act is, we call it OREG 3105, but it is the meat regulations. Both the Act and the Reg provide the authority for our food safety and veterinary inspectors to be present and inspect in provincially licensed facilities. That includes taking action, inspection action, holding animals or parts of carcasses until we actually make the disposition, as well as the authority for those dispositions. So when an issue would be referred to a veterinary inspector, that inspector has the legal authority to order a specific disposition. So it could include, from an animal's perspective, the approval for that animal to go to slaughter, could provide the authority or the requirement to euthanize that animal. Again, the regulations provide the approval process for our inspection, or the condemnation process for carcasses that have a food safety risk. And as part of the regulations, operators must ensure that they meet the requirements for either constructing or operating a plant. And during slaughter operations, the operator must ensure that they operate their plant hygienically. They provide suitable conditions for our inspection process. operators responsible for ensuring that all animals are presented for antemortem inspection and receive that approval to be slaughtered. The regulations talk about humane handling and slaughtering. The regulations also discuss the fact that every carcass must be presented for postmortem inspection and that our inspector sees every carcass. So the operator also needs to ensure that there's an effective identification for the carcass or the parts of the carcass for basically as long as our inspector needs that to be. Generally, that's up until the time that we provide that stamp of approval for human consumption.
Thanks, Tim. Tim, you'd already kind of spoken to this in a previous answer, but how do meat inspectors work collaboratively with veterinarians and other experts to identify concerns and support meat processors throughout the process?
Yeah, during the inspection process, our inspectors do collaborate with a number of individuals, depending on the day. As I've mentioned a number of times, the veterinary inspectors, they're the ones that the food safety inspectors need to collaborate with and get the approval for a disposition if there are abnormalities. They'll also talk to regional veterinarians. So we have a number of field-based veterinarians across the province, and they provide approval for specific protocols like ritual slaughter, or in the case where we have something, I'll call it an abnormal process, like we need to use a rifle as opposed to their traditional stunning technique. Or if for whatever reason an animal needs to actually leave the plant once it has arrived, they obviously work with their area manager to discuss any potential compliance actions at the plant. We do have some food safety advisors on staff at OMAFRA, as well as food safety scientists that can provide advice on specific situations, as well as a regulatory compliance unit if the compliance actions are beyond what our scope would be as an inspector. We also work with other agencies like CFIA if there is the suspicion of a foreign animal disease or transport issues. We work with other ministries such as environment if there are issues that arise which are out of our jurisdiction. We work with industry through a meat industry engagement panel, and that provides a forum for open dialogue, sharing ideas, and receiving feedback from our plant operators.
That brings up a really interesting question for me, Tim, which is, you know, our industry is moving to halal. There's a lot more halal slaughter that's happening. How does the meat inspector work with those who perform ritual slaughter? Is it somewhat standardized, or are you guys having to come up with new things every time?
No, so it is up to the operator to develop the protocol that they want to use, and that would be either for ritual slaughter or other pieces. We do have an approval process for protocols, and it depends a little bit on what that protocol is. But specifically with ritual slaughter, that is part of our regional veterinarian approval process. So the plant operator would develop the protocol. They would submit it for review. Our regional veterinarian would review it and would actually then spend time at the plant, ensuring that the protocol can be done humanely and consistently by the plant staff.
So interesting. So are you aware of any upcoming changes or trends in meat inspection regulations that the industry should be aware of?
So I'm not aware of any, I would say, regulatory changes in the near future. We do continue to make sure that we're regulating as part of our modern regulator practices, and there is a regulator's code of practice that the Ontario government has published in the last couple of years. We have launched a revised condemnation form that I had referred to a little bit earlier that does include a little bit more space to be able to provide the observations which might have led to a condemnation, as well as that third part of the form that can go right back to a producer if needed. We have also a couple of policies. So if there are concerns over condemnations and how they might affect, in this case, flock health, that either the producer or the veterinarian kind of requested discussion with OMAFRA to go over some of the reasons for condemnations and potentially prevent future ones if there's a flock health issue that can be addressed. We're always looking to streamline and improve our inspection delivery. We do have some compliance modernization efforts underway, and we absolutely value the collaborative discussions that we have with a number of industry partners, including Ontario sheep farmers.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Tim. Thanks for joining us today. Is there, I guess, a final quick question for you would be if sheep producers listening wanted to get more involved, like where would you point them in the direction to find out more about those different opportunities?
Yeah, so certainly our website has a lot of information on it as far as either our regulations, some of the stats, and some of those pieces. So definitely encourage folks to explore that. If they do have some sort of, I would say, specific questions about how their animals are processed, the plant that they take them to would be, and that operator of that plant would also be a good spot.
Perfect.
Thanks very much, Tim.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for our education-themed interview with Steve Beadle from OMAFRA talking about barn ventilation.
Aaron, what have you done for Ontario sheep farmers lately?
On May 15th, OSF staff met with researchers who work at the Ponsonby Sheep Research Station that's part of the University of Guelph and OMAFRA. We are having this conversation to ensure that we elevate the profile of the Ponsonby Research Station within the sheep community and within the research community and other commodity organizations. And there's some really interesting research that's happening at that research station, including research into parasites, some selenium trials, and it's a really great opportunity for vet students to get trained on working with sheep by using the research station. The next plan is to work together to identify new research opportunities for the research station in the future, and also look at opportunities to elevate sheep research within the University of Guelph to attract more researchers to use the facility.
If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe through your podcast app to receive alerts for future episodes, and please share this podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, and at Ontario Sheep on X, formerly Twitter, and visit our website at ontariosheep.org.